Best music mix Monday morning, and unbelievable how many fires we've been having here in American Samoa. It's been absolutely crazy. But anyhow, we're live on the radio, and we're also live on our KHJ Facebook page. So thanks for watching us there. And if we can pan over to our guest here, Nisi Siatunu'u. Good morning, Nisi. Good to see you.
Good morning, John.
Thank you for doing this. So I want to introduce you, because this guy was like the mascot of American Samoa. Everybody knew him. Your younger brother, Ricky, you'd always see him walking around. Nicest guy you'd ever meet. And he was just always walking. Sometimes he'd be running, but always just in a really jolly mood, kind of knew everybody by name. And unfortunately, we learned earlier this month, I think, that he passed away.
That is correct, John. Ricky passed away on June 28th, which it was a Sunday, and he passed away on the streets right in front of McDonald's, doing what he loves to do, walking, running, doing his sprints,
you know.
So he left home that evening to do his normal walking and jogging, and he was just doing okay. He was fine. He had his meal, just hang around, and then left the house. And later on that evening, we were shocked, especially my mom, who's 87 years old, John. Yes, and a very healthy old lady. We had one of the guys that stopped by at my mom's house and told us what happened to Ricky. I think he was running and he fell, which there were bruises on his face. And there were other bystanders that evening, that helped him. So until now, we still don't know who they were, except for that one guy that came home to give us the bad news that he fell in. So what we know is that Ricky had a heart attack. You know, Ricky has had so many health problems that it led to all this while he was jogging. You know, he passed away doing what he loves to do, John.
Sure.
Walked the streets, running, and by the time our mother got to the hospital with my daughter and some of our families, he was already gone. They tried to revive him. EMS tried to revive him at the bus stop, and there were other people there that helped, which we still don't know who they were. He didn't make it, which it was sad.
So it sounds like Ricky he lived with your mom and you all lived together?
Yes.
And then during the daytime, he would kind of go out and do his thing, and then nighttime would come, and he'd find his way back home and, you know, eat by then and you know, do what he needed to do until the next day. Is that pretty much what his life looked like?
Yeah, that's how Ricky's life was. Ricky would always walk the streets, either in the morning. It doesn't really matter what time of the day is. I guess it's just how he feels when he's feeling like he wants to walk. He's always wants to do his exercise. Not only that, he would walk the streets, John, but he would also help the neighbors sweep their lawn and help out with any, you know, garbage and all that. Ricky has that heart of, you know, he loves to help people, and especially around our neighborhood.
Right.
Yeah.
So he grew up here, right? I saw that. What year did he graduate, and what school did he go to?
Ricky went to Manulele Tausala, and then graduated there in 1990. And then he went to Tafuna High School, graduated at the year 1994.
Okay.
Yeah, so he went to Tafuna High School.
I see. And then, if you don't mind me asking, like, I tell Ricky was... did he have special needs at some point that you guys were able to identify? Like, was that before high school or after high school?
Well, Ricky was a very smart guy and very independent in every way. Right after graduation, maybe in about, like, I'll say 2 to 3 months, Ricky left. Ricky left the island and went off island, just wanted to start his own life with one of my sisters that lived in Tacoma, Washington. So while Ricky was in Washington during that time, my mom received the news later on, let's say a year or so, that Ricky was not living at home anymore. He was already out on the street in Tacoma. So that's when my mom left the island and to go with one of my other brother, Flasa, to go and, you know, bring him back home. So ever since he came back home from that trip that he was gone for a year, he hasn't been the same. But Ricky wasn't born like this, John. He grew up as a normal child.
That's what I heard. Yes. He was a really intelligent guy.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So, but after that trip and being, you know, living off the streets in Washington, in Tacoma, he came back, he wasn't the same.
Do you have any idea, I mean, do you have any, if you could guess what might have happened while he was up there?
Well, I would say that he might have been, you know, someone might have drugged him, or while he was living the streets. He made friends up there, and Ricky just happened to go along with, you know, like you said, you know, you hang around with the wrong crowd, you know. So that was during the time he was in Tacoma, Washington. So Ricky was have been living off the street, and
you guys went up there.
Yes, and the old lady, my mom had to go up and find him and bring him back home. So when Ricky returned home with the old lady, things weren't the same, John. He wasn't himself anymore. That's when all this walking the streets and so many things. Ricky had so many health problems, John. He was diabetic, very, very. He was taking insulin, and he had high blood pressure. He was taking a lot of medications, John. But it got to the point that Ricky's always talking about he wanted to go to this island. He had this island in Hawaii.
Yes.
You heard of that, John?
I got him a book about it, Midway, right?
Yes,
yeah,
John.
Yeah, that was his... Yeah, okay. Tell us about Midway and his...
Okay, I don't really know and understand about Midway, but I remember one time we have an uncle that's in the Navy, which he's a retired Navy. He had told Ricky that there's this naval station, it's a military base in Hawaii on some kind of island that no one can go there. Ricky, even John, has a map that's posted. He hangs it in the room with this island. It's a military. But to me, I don't even know how Ricky came up with this. You even know about this, John.
Yeah, yeah.
You're aware of it. Yes. So days go by, months go by, years go by. Ricky had always kept on his mind that he wants to go to this island. Mm-hmm. John, if you don't mind me sharing that, Ricky even went to the Attorney General's office, yes, just so he could get them to come and have our mother sign the papers so that he could, like a release for him to let him go. You know, he's overage, but, because he had medical problems, that he still needed our mother's assistance. But he got the Attorney General's office involved. He got the social service office involved. His doctor got him. Everyone got involved just so that Ricky wanted to leave the island, go to this
Midway,
yeah. John. Midway, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, for those of you know, if you're not aware, Midway was a really important island in the Pacific Theater of War, and there was a battle there. And once the U.S. won that battle, that sort of started to turn the tide. And so, yeah, I could see, you know, Ricky, if he's a history buff, and it sounds like, you know, he's a pretty intelligent guy. He was fascinated, wanted to go check it out as a tourist and stuff. So very, very cool. Yeah, I remember him telling me about it, and I was like, well, I like that stuff too. So I got him a book about it. And yeah, I found him there in the Uli. And now, did he ever make it to Midway? Or it sounds like he came pretty close.
Yes, John. So, you know, by listening to you saying that you got him that book. So I think, you know, and I know that Ricky kept his book to himself. So it's an everyday thing. He will always mention, I want to go to my island. He calls it his island, John.
Interesting.
Yeah. So he even, you know, I know that some of our people on the island knows Ricky about, you know, asking them, hey, do you have a dollar so I can buy a soda? So with all this money that he's been asking people around in different places he would go to, John, he saved this money to pay his fare to go to the island.
Oh, okay. So he wasn't going and buying like McDonald's with it. This was his travel fund.
Yes, he would go by his places that he would love to go to is Carl's Jr. McDonald's, which is McDonald's. It's right there where on the way that he's walking. Mm-hmm. But he did go to got his CI. He did go to Hawaiian Air and actually paid his full fare just to get to Honolulu. But then that's when our mother got involved and told my daughter, Maria Upusili, that we got to do something. We need to stop Ricky because he's got health problems. He cannot be on the plane. So they even got to...
Yeah, I don't know how many pharmacies there are there for his diabetic medicine in Midway. I don't even know if anybody lives there.
I don't think so,
yeah,
John.
Yeah, it's like a small abandoned atoll. Okay, fair enough. Well, good your mom kind of jumped in there because it sounds like he came close.
Very close.
He had the ticket. He had the paperwork and everything. This is probably a couple years ago, right? Maybe after, right after COVID, around then?
Yeah.
Okay. But he had been back since the 90s, though, right?
Yes, he has.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you, too, have you lived here your whole life? Or
no, John. Sietunu is my mom's last name, but I go by Tanisi Stowers.
I see.
Yes, that's my name and last name, but I've lived off island for 30 plus years. I just recently moved back home in 2024, John. You know, my mom is old and she takes care of Ricky. You know, my son Ma'ava lives. You know, he has his own place with my daughter-in-law Anna, and so is my daughter Maria. But it's just my mom that lives with Ricky, so it's just the two of them that are always. You know,
so your mom's taking care of Ricky and you're taking care of mom.
Yes.
I see.
So,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So I move back and I go back and forth. And I just recently returned. I was off island for, you know, appointments in one of our families, one of my cousin's funeral. In 2 weeks, John, when I returned, that's when Ricky.
Passed.
When Ricky passed. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like it was pretty quick.
It was very quick.
You know, that's how we all want to go when that day comes. And so, all right. Well, anything else that you wanted to share about Ricky? Besides that, we've got the Midway trip and the people that kind of stepped up and helped out. That's really touching too.
Yes.
You know, feels like anywhere else in the world, I don't know how people would rush to somebody's aid, but American Samoa is a special kind of place with that.
You know, John, there are a lot of times that I would ask him or, you know, I'm that older sister that would yell at him, tell him, don't do this. Please don't go walking. You know, you have your mom's balcony. You have the house. You can just, he loves to read books, John. He loves to read the Bible. He has this certain area in front of our mother's house in the balcony that he would love to just sit there, lay down and read books all day, John. He loves to read the Bible. Yeah, and there, besides Midway, John, there was also another problem with Ricky that he also been asking to go to one of my other sisters and families up in Seattle and in Hawaii that he wanted to do the lethal injection. Yes, John, that's how Ricky was. He had the island. He wanted to go to do the lethal injection. There were times that I feel and I know that he had so much health problems that he was tired already, John. Tired already of living, with all that health problem he has. We could see it and we felt it. He's always asking, I want to go get the lethal injection. But then our poor mother, you know, she has to go with this, just trying to explain to him, you know, that's not what God wants you to do. You know, when you love to read the Bible, God does not want you to do that. So those were the things that he had, the island, John. Then he also, before the island, he had the lethal injection that he wanted to do. But these were just things that a young guy like Ricky was thinking, you know, with so much health problems that he just wanted to just get away.
Right.
Yeah. And it was sad because he died, you know, doing what he loves to do, running and walking.
And how is your mom? Your mom's almost 90, you said, right?
Yeah, my mother is 87 years old.
How's she doing with all
this? Oh, she is a very strong woman of God, I would say, John. Very strong and healthy.
All right. So she's kind of just submitted, like, this is God's will. God had his way of working out Ricky. And I see. Okay. And how did the funeral go? It looked like you had a pretty good turnout for that.
Yes, we did, John. So when Ricky passed on June 28th, our mother decided that since Ricky is not one, you know, like how our Samoan and how our culture is on island and everywhere else, he's not a Maatai. He's just a normal guy, a regular nice guy, just like what you just said. So our mother has decided that, you know, we won't do the Fa Samoa. We will just do Ricky's funeral, his celebration of his life, going home to be with his Lord. It'll be very simple. So the celebration of his life was very easy. We planned it in a week. My son, Ma'ava Futsangavi, and so is my daughter, Maria Upusili, and so is my daughter-in-law, Anna, because, you know, our mother's old, so we kind of just planned it, make everything, but we have to ask her for her opinion. What do you want to do? What is there? So-and-so. So it's very simple, John. It took us only a week, and then the following week, we brought him home.
That's got to be a record. Usually, you know, you got to get everybody here and everything like that. It's usually like 6 months, sometimes nine, sometimes a year. Yeah, so that's good. Now, he's on your guys' estate, your property there?
Yes, he's where my mom is and where my mom's house is. So everything was simple. So what we wanted to do, John, it was that we brought him home. Everything was simple and paid for. We kind of like had like a service. We got him home. No fa-sa-mo. We wanted plain and simple. Mm-hmm. We had breakfast in that morning. We had all our families from all over the island came by, talk stories. We played music. Everybody enjoyed breakfast. And then after breakfast, we kind of had a few testimonies from some of our families. And then we laid him to rest. After that, we served lunch. We were done by 12 o'clock noon, John.
Great.
But we brought him home at 8 o'clock that morning, which it was a Friday the 10th.
I see. All right. Well, I apologize not being able to make that, but I'm so happy you were able to come in here and just share about Ricky. I mean, because everybody knew who Ricky was, you know, and nicest guy. Never saw him in a bad mood. And sometimes the guys like that, they sort of wander or do that. They're not always, you know, sometimes they're in a good mood and sometimes they're in a bad. I never saw Ricky in a bad mood. Mm-hmm. Always the happiest guy. And I was so bummed to hear about that. And I'm glad I found you on Facebook and you were able to come in here and share with our listeners about Ricky.
I'm glad, and thank you for inviting us and letting us come in and share with you about Ricky's life and, you know, what he does and love to do.
And no, good to know he was in the Lord.
Yes.
You know, so, you know, and where he is now, you know, eternal resting place. And I'm sure he's enjoying now and able to find out what Midway's all about and probably a ton of other cool stuff there on the other side.
Yes, yes. He's
all right.
Probably actually seeing what the island looks like.
Yeah. Boy, he came close then. Good thing your mom stepped in there on that and
yes.
Got all that sorted out there. So, all right, this is Nisi Stowers. Siatunu'u is her maiden name, and this is Ricky's older sister talking with us here on 93 KHJ. Thanks again.
You're welcome, John.